Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'll have you know, you haven't nearly arrived in this, nor have I. In order to grow, we're going to need to have our eyes opened to see where we've been being disrespectful. We got to see it before we can deal with it. True or not? If you don't see it, you're going to just keep doing it. You're not even aware of it. No. Thank God. He loves us. We're His kids. And He wants to reproduce Himself in us after His kind. And He is honor personified. He is honor. And He's already put it in us. And all we got to do is quit yielding to the other stuff and yield to this and let it grow in us. Let it develop in us. Now, before we talk much more about what honor is, respect really is, let me touch a little bit on what it's not. Can you take some?
Yeah.
Matthew 15. The Lord said, "Where's my honor?" And you'll find that with so many situations and people, the honor is either just not there at all, or it's simply lip service. It's empty words. And with a lot of people, all they know about honor is, "I honor you, I respect you," talk, words. Listen to this passage. Matthew 15, verse 4. Jesus said, "God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die the death." Do you know what the penalty for disrespect was under the law? Death. But you say, "Whosoever shall say to his father, it's a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me." Now here, Jesus interprets honor your father and mother as doing something for them materially. Materially. And he says, "You've changed it through your tradition, and he honor not his father and mother, he'll be free. Thus you've made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's a quote from Isaiah 29:13. Let me read that to you. Isaiah 29:13, the Lord said, "This people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips they do honor me." Now, like I said, when it comes to honor and respect, so many times it's either not there at all, or it's just in the mouth. It's just talk. They honor me with their mouth and with their lips, but they've removed their heart from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Did you hear that phrase? Their fear, their reverence for me is taught by the precept of men. So you got a whole bunch of folks that are in the ditch and just absolutely no respect, no honor. They're third generation ignorant of it. And they're just saying and doing all kind of stuff they ought not be saying and doing, and they're just oblivious to it. But then you got another bunch that'll come out of that ditch and come all the way across the road in the ditch on the other side of the road. And their idea of honor is rules and rigidity. Rules. And everything is too holy. It's too holy to touch. It's too holy to talk about. If you even raise your voice above a whisper, you get pinched or slapped. No. Got to show respect. Got to show respect. And there is this rigidity. And there's this tenseness, this bondage.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of people have gotten too far in the ditch on the other side of the road, because they came up in that.
Yeah.
And they got out of it.
Right.
And they got free.
Yeah.
And they thought, glory to God, I ain't never doing that again.
Yeah.
So hallelujah, I'm free. I can say whatever I want to say and do whatever I want to do and become absolutely disrespectful.
Amen.
We want to rightly divide the word. We want to be in the middle. We want to be in the truth, don't we? No, this rules are not the same as reverence. And one way you can tell the true honor of God is always accompanied with love and peace and joy, the fruit of the Spirit. If it's of the Spirit, there's going to be the fruit of the Spirit. And you can tell this, what people call honor, that is demanding and rigid, and it's lifeless. It's joyless. The Bible says much about fearing the Lord. But we got to distinguish between what kind of fear. Because different words are actually used, and you have to look at the context. The Bible also says repeatedly, fear not.
That's right.
Doesn't it? Well, what do we do? Do we fear or not fear? Because, I mean, there's scores and scores of references that say, fear the Lord. Then there's scores and scores of references that say, fear not. What do we do? Here's how you can tell. The wrong kind of fear has torment.
That's right.
Didn't 1 John say that? Fear, the kind of fear you're not supposed to have, you're not supposed to be in, you're supposed to be free from, that kind of fear has torment. And obviously the fear that's right is this reverential fear. This awe, this respect, deep and abiding respect. But when it's right, it's not bondage. Maybe you're being quiet and acting a different way, but it's not because you're oppressed or bound. Are scared or somebody's going to slap you.
That's right.
Nobody's making you do anything.
Yes.
You hear people sometimes say, you have to respect me. No, they don't. They never have to. You can't make anybody respect you. Don't demand respect. Don't say to people, respect me. Quit saying that. Don't demand respect. Demonstrate respect. Show respect and you will sow respect. When you're showing respect, you're demonstrating respect, you're giving respect, you are also sowing a seed.
Amen.
Them that honor me, they'll be honored. They sowed honor when they showed honor. Now they're going to be shown honor. They're going to reap honor. It's not because they demanded it. It's because they sowed it. And of course, if you're sowing honor, you are an honorable person. Anybody can holler, respect me. Any sinner can do that. Doesn't work. Period. We've talked about it already. Flattering words. Oh, we respect you. We honor you. We this. The Lord said, it's in their mouth. It's on their lips, but it's not in their heart. Let's get away from that.
Yes.
Just because you say, I respect, I respect, I respect, may not mean a thing.
That's right.
What we're talking about is of the heart. Isn't it?
Yes.
It's of the heart. And it's not just shown in words, it's shown in deeds.
Amen.
It's shown in what you don't say.
That's right.
Thank you. Isn't it? It's shown in what you don't do. It's quiet in here when I stop talking. Are you showing respect? Is that what you do? Okay. All right. We'll call it that then. Thank you, Lord. What else do I need to say today about this? We really just introduced it. We really just laying a foundation. But I believe it's already stirring in your heart. Is it? And I believe that we are coming up to another place. And do you really want the Lord to show you where you've been being disrespectful? Did we ask Him? I know we asked Him about showing us honor, but did we ask Him about that part? Let's ask Him. You have not because you ask not. Said out loud, Father God,
I ask you,
show me
where
I've been disrespectful,
where
I have failed
to show honor,
where I've said and done things
ignorantly,
wasn't aware of it. I ask you to show it to me.
I want to know
it. I'll receive it.
I know I haven't
arrived.
I know I need to
learn.
I know
I need to change.
I know
I need to grow. And
I ask you for
it. Use whoever
you want to.
Whatever vehicle.
Whatever
way.
To make it
known to
me.
I won't get
upset.
I won't get
mad.
I'll receive
it.
Thank you.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Well,
get ready.
Get
ready.
Thank you,
Lord.
Just
close your eyes for
a minute.
Pray
in the
Spirit some.
There's
something
else here.
Father, we
worship you.
Nobody
in our life
more important than
you.
Your
things are
perfect
and holy
and
precious.
There's
none like
you and none
beside
you.
We
hunger and
thirst
after
your
righteousness,
your
good and
right and
perfect
things.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you
for showing
us the real
thing, Lord.
Not
these
rules
and
rigidness
and
junk
that people
call honor.
The
real thing.
The
real thing.
What
you are.
Who you
are.
Thank you
for showing
us.
Thank you
for
changing
us.
Working
in us.
Working
in us.
Working
in us.
Making
known to us
your
ways.
Your
honorable
ways.
Your
holy ways.
Your
right ways.
Thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me